The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Right now, though, I want to turn to something, let's be honest, much more serious, because according to figures that were released to News Talk, about 1,100 children were treated for drug and alcohol related issues last year. Now, before you say, well, that might be kind of teenagers over imbibing and turning up at the emergency department, not so. One-off visits to EDs not included. This is under-18s in long-term treatment. Well, Michael Geeran is a senior addiction therapist at Cuan Mhuire. Michael, I mean, I think a lot of people might be shocked to hear that figure. Maybe not you and others who work in this area.
Yes, good evening, Kieran. And I suppose while we're unhappy to hear of figures of this magnitude for people under 18 being treated long term for addiction issues, we are nonetheless not surprised, because we have been aware of the downward trajectory of the age of people presenting to services for treatment for addictions for the past number of years.
And I mean, why is that? What do you put that down to, that downward trend?
Well, I suppose one of the things that we are seeing now in adult services is we are seeing people presenting in their very early 20s, and they have, to all intents and purposes, the profile of somebody we would have seen in their mid-30s 10 years ago. So they have been in addiction for quite some time, and a lot of them report very young ages of first use, particularly around Class A drugs like cocaine.
Okay, so this is the I was about to say the age old story, but it feels like that because we've been talking about it for so long. The proliferation of cocaine up and down this country across all demographic groups, it's felt amongst young teenagers as well.
Yes, and I suppose the worrying part about it is there seems to be this culture of normalisation now around cocaine, where a lot of the younger generation consider it in the same breath as they would alcohol, when in actual fact cocaine is a far more dangerous and not at all regulated substance and can cause devastation, both psychological and physical, amongst its users. We find the other thing, I suppose, that we believe is a contributory factor is young, harmful drinking. And we all understand at this stage that the number of people who wait until they are 18 to take a drink is probably not worth talking about. We also know that the average age of first drinking is on the way up. But our young people seem to have a culture around alcohol consumption that they do so on a regular basis to harmful levels. And harmful drinking or binge drinking in adolescent years is a very good predictor of addiction later on. So we can only assume that because they are drinking harmfully, they are running aground at a very young age and much more young than we would have seen in the past.
And we know how difficult it is once people find themselves, I suppose, so immersed in drinking drugs that they need to go into long-term treatment, how difficult it is to come out the other side. You know, what a difficult journey it is. I assume that's the same for a teenager, is it? Or is there kind of more of a bounce back ability, more resilience amongst them? Is it worse for them? What's the view?
Without having any great experience of working in with specialists with under 18s, I would imagine it's probably a shade more difficult for them, because it's a very chaotic time in their lives, and they're dealing with this extremely large problem that they have against the backdrop of all the other issues that normal adolescents would have as a rite of passage. So I wouldn't think for any minute that recovery for an adolescent client would be in any way easier than it would be for an adult. In all likelihood, it's probably more difficult.
An interesting aspect to the figures as well, 79% of that 1,100 children were girls. Now, that tells you one of two things. Either the overwhelming majority of drug users and problem drinkers underage are girls, which is very unlikely that it's the overwhelming majority, not to that degree. More likely, it tells you that girls are the ones ending up in treatment. Boys are continuing to do damage to themselves, maybe without getting the help.
Yes, and that would be very much in keeping, Kieran, with what we are seeing at the front line, that young men are arriving to us from the ages of 18 and upwards, but typically in their early 20s, reporting to us that they have been drinking since the age of 13 or 14 and that they have come in contact with drugs like cocaine from the age of 15 on.
Oh, why do you think that is? I know this is kind of maybe getting into kind of a social and cultural area here, but like, is it that maybe there's a turning of a blind eye maybe to kind of boys straying outside the lines in their teens that there isn't to girls?
I think the fact that the highest proportion in the younger people that were treated, I think that girls might be more precocious in their efforts to stop drinking and stop using drugs and might seek treatment earlier than men might do or boys, okay, as the case might be. But definitely that young men of that age from 15 up to their early 20s are very image driven, and sometimes a lot of the clients we see, they would be kind of anti-establishment is the wrong word, but they would be a little bit anarchic, so they wouldn't necessarily be seeking to get well as quickly as girls would. That would be my explanation of what is quite okay. A huge disparity in terms of gender in the figures.
Yeah, massive disparity. Listen, Michael, it's always interesting, and thanks a million for joining us. Michael Geeran is a senior addiction therapist at Cún Mhuire.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan,
weekdays from 4 on News Talk.